everyone. Welcome back to Joyous Journeys Over 60. I'm Jane Ray, and as always, I'm joined by my podcast partner,
Andrea Stein. Nice to meet you, Jane. Nice to be together with you again. Looking forward to our time together.
Me too. And you know, in our past episodes, we've touched on so many important topics. But I think today's topic is going to kind of bring some of it together. We've talked a lot about you being you, right? Really internalizing and understanding and reflecting on who you are at this stage in your life, not having to justify it to anyone, not having to live up to expectations, and really making a decision in terms of what you like or what you want to do. And again, even if you're in a relationship, even with your family, this is your time. And I think we've spent a good amount of time talking about that, about embracing your past, about living your dream, whatever your dream is. But if you look at all of that, and we talk about you being you, there's another part of human nature that really goes along with this, and that's the need to belong.
The need to belong, the need for community. Think about it for a second, Jane. We never live without community. There was a moment in the womb of your mother, you have this community with your mom. It's that even before you were born, you already lived in community. Until the very last second, until we leave this world, you'll be surrounded by people. We will be in community. And I think nothing shapes our everyday happiness, fulfillment, satisfaction as much as finding a community where we feel, here I belong. This is my belonging. This is my community. And if we have that belonging, whatever challenges and storms come our way, because they will come, we will master it. If we do not have that place of belonging, that community, you know, we will be a little bit like this leaf in the wind, you know, just flowing back and forth and back and forth. And maybe you're lucky not being blown against a brick wall, or you may be blown against under a car right away. But it is that belonging, that community, that really makes us strong and brings happiness from the moment, even before we were born, until the moment we leave this world.
And sometimes the communities change.
Right.
So when we're working, usually our place of work becomes a community, particularly if it's a place where you feel valued and you meet friends. When you're in school, when you're a young child, your community may be your school or your neighborhood friends. So there's always this sense of being a part of something,
right,
bigger than yourself. Some communities were probably very fulfilling for you. Some communities, maybe you didn't feel like you fit in. And you move to a different community. And it's not really physically moving. Let's make sure we're really
right.
Clear about that. It's not relocating. It's just putting yourself with people of like minds, like interests, and that you feel that you can be a part of.
You bring up a great point, Jane. Communities, the communities that provide this belonging for us, they change. Remember, so I moved from Germany, where I grew up, to the United States. And then one of the last times I went back to Germany was a funeral of my father. And as it is with a funeral, suddenly you meet, you know, relatives you haven't seen in decades, you know, people that used to be a huge part of your community, your life, and, you know, for no reasons, they, you know, you just no longer are around them. And it was an interesting experience. So they all wanted to see me and take me out, you know, for a snack to eat and talk. And everyone was very kind. And, you know, as we talked, as I went from place to place, I realized, and I still see the moment, I don't belong here anymore. This is no longer my place. This is no longer my belonging. And there was nothing bad or negative that happened. Everyone was just, I realized, my community has changed. This is no longer my community. My community is somewhere else. So I still, it was a good visit, still don't hear me wrong. as we get older, as life changes us, as we change, the community that provides belonging for us change. In this joyful journey after 60, whether you move to a different place or remain living where you have lived your entire life, you change. That means your community will change. And the same community that may have provided a sense of purpose and belonging to you 10 years ago may no longer be the community that provides this belonging today.
Well, I know what's fascinating about that is that you can have wonderful memories of past communities.
Yes.
Wonderful memories of being surrounded by your family at a time that it fit.
Yes.
Where you were in your life or what you were doing. You know, when my kids were growing up and they were, my son played basketball. And so there was a community of parents around basketball. And it was wonderful. And I had great memories, but I don't have that community today. But I still have, I hold it in my heart.
Yes.
I'm not holding on to it, but I hold it in my heart because I've changed and our circumstances change. And I think it's great accepting and then seeking, if you don't already have it, seeking a community where you can belong and feel purposeful and feel happy. You know, we talk about purposeful, joyous, whatever. We just want to be happy.
And I think this is one of the most challenging and most important task on this joyful journey after 60, to find your community. Because chances are it's not going to be the same community from other chapters in your life. It's going to be a new community, and that's scary. Because since we don't have this community, we feel a little bit like this leaf in the wind. We need to find this new community, and that takes us out of our game. This puts us into new territory. We find out stuff about ourselves that we didn't know and that we may not even like. Another trip to Germany way back, I remember I visited with an old high school friend. Now, I hadn't seen him in a long, 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 long time. And we met, you know, him and his wife met with me and my wife, and they made some pizza. It was great. And he looked at me and said, you know, Andreas, you no longer sound like a German. You sound like an American who speaks German well. And somehow I was just, okay, what do you mean by that? You know, it's all right, that's okay. I mean, we are still friends. It's nothing bad, you know, but realize at a certain point, your community will change. And if you try to keep the community that gave you this belonging 20 years ago, you will keep running into a brick wall. But if you open yourself up, make yourself vulnerable, or okay with getting hurt maybe even, but to find this new place of belonging, you will find a beauty in this journey that may outshine everything that was there before.
And it does require a certain amount of humility, meaning most of us have been pretty confident in our lives, whether it was our social relationships, whether it was our circle, whether it was our community, whether it was our work. And we had already established ourselves, right? You know, as a worker, I had established myself. So I felt confident going to work every day. I didn't feel insecure. In my social group, again, I was, you know, with a lot of the same friends for many years. I didn't have to prove anything. And now suddenly you're looking for a new community and they don't know, right? They don't know you. They don't know you from before. And
they didn't see the Jane that climbs a mountain top of the business.
Build
all of that. they don't know that Jane. They only see the Jane right now that is not in a business environment. They only see that Jane right now. You cannot bring all of these pieces to this new community.
And it throws you off your game because you may be starting something new. You may be starting a new hobby, and that's why you've joined that community. It may be you're trying to kind of integrate with a new circle of friends. And again, they don't know you, and you're trying to find your fit. And it does. It's uncomfortable. It's brings out some insecurities that maybe you haven't recognized that you had in a long, long time. And they say the hardest step is the first step.
Yes.
You know, being able to find, and maybe the first community that you try to become a part of isn't the right community. And so you walk away discouraged. There's so many different emotions that are unique to many of us because we haven't had to feel those in a long time. And I told the story in a previous episode about, you know, going to this ladies' luncheon and I felt like I was in the high school cafeteria again. And so, you know, follow on to that is I reached out to our membership manager who basically matched me with another member. I felt pretty pathetic. Like, I'm pretty friendly. And now I needed, like, you know, to have a matchup, an introduction to a friend. Like, I had to buy a friend.
Okay.
and I'm pretty friendly. So, I mean, that was really, it brought up a lot of different emotions for me and made me feel pretty insecure. Mostly because, again, I never thought I would need that. But let me tell you the happy end of that story by meeting that one friend who then introduced me to other friends. And then we kind of navigate. I'm not even in that circle, but it kind of, you know, opened up doors and a journey that once I took that really uncomfortable first step kind of led me to people. And I won't tell you I have a circle of friends, but I have a lot of people I know now to say, hey, how are you? Have a conversation with. And I know the next step will be to figure out who in that group will become closer friends and who will become acquaintances. But I don't walk around anymore like I don't belong. And it was, it's a journey. And it's one that is just the beginning so uncomfortable.
You know, for so much of our lives, our community is based on the areas that we've been successful. You build this business, you were successful, so you surround yourself with people that are part of, you know, in that field, and you know how to succeed, you know what to you need to do, you know how to do things. Now, suddenly in this chapter of your life, community is not based on your success, but on you. You being you. And nothing above and beyond that, just you being you. Now, suddenly all of these other roles, the business executives, the managers, the successful, they're stripped away. Now it's just you. Is that enough to find a community? And when you find out it is, it may even be a greater community than ever before. But how scary this is. You know how to walk in the community of successful business executives, managers, successful whatever. Now it's just being you. I remember, you know, usually, I've told you this before, I love playing chess. And usually I mean, I'm certainly not a professional by no means, but I can usually win most games against, you know, average people, you know. And I remember way back when I was still playing in a club, you know, once in a while, then you play against a person and you realize from the first move, I have no chance at all. That guy is way beyond my level. And it's so intimidating and scary that I just wanted to just to resign and walk away. It's not worth playing this game. Let's forget about it. Strangely enough, that's true. I had no chance at all. But he was a great guy and we had a great conversation and became friends. But how scary is this? His first step. Okay, I need to play this game. I know I'll lose it. And I did. And it was badly. I mean, I had not a chance in the world. Sometimes it's not about the success in that game. It's about connecting to that person. And that's what community is. You no longer need to show your success. It's enough to be you, to find that community. And until we can accept it for ourselves, that being us is enough, I don't need to add on other layers, it'll be difficult to find that community. Once we find it, it'll be brilliant.
And I think part of that is willingness to be vulnerable, right? Or to learn something new. You know, at this stage in our life, hopefully we've learned a lot and we're pretty confident in what we can do and maybe what we can't do. But being willing to be open, to be vulnerable, to realize you're not the best at everything and you may be starting to learn something new or to learn the dynamics of the community. And also then figuring out and making a sound decision on whether it's a community you think you want to be a part of or you actually want to be a part of. And I think that's an important consideration as well, is that, is it the community that everybody says I should be a part of or I think I should be a part of? maybe it's not that community. Maybe it's a community I didn't think I even was interested in. And then I go meet some people and go, wow, these are great people. Part of that was bringing me here to Peace Lutheran, because again, I went to another church because, you know, it felt like it was, you know, there was more going on and whatever. And I walked into Peace, and the minute I walked into Peace, I just felt like, yeah, I can belong here. This is good.
I think what will tell you whether a community is a community for you, if you feel safe to be who you are. If you realize, okay, I need to smile here, even though I feel more like crying, or I cannot be myself here, and I need to be a different person there, and you realize I cannot be me, it ain't a community for you. You know in your heart when you walk, whether it's a church or any other community, country club, whatever else there may be, here I can be me. Here it's safe to be who I am. That's a community for you. And if you feel inside of you I can't, the faster you find another community, the better it is. Because community is too important to just waste it on a community where it discourages you from being you.
So let's talk about finding communities, because some communities happen to us. So when you're a child, school happens to you. Wherever your parents are living, whatever school they enroll you in, that becomes your community. Extracurricular activities. You may show an interest in an extracurricular activity, or you go to college and you join a club, or as an adult, you go to work. And so some communities just happen to you and you don't actually choose them. But at this stage in your life, there are certain choices you can make. Some communities will be based on where you live, right? There may be, like where I live, there's a country club associated with it. So, you know, there's kind of an organic. Or maybe the neighborhood you live in has social events, or you meet your neighbors and there's a community that's around it. But sometimes you have to go find a community, and that's hard.
And there's always, no matter how, and you are very outgoing, Jay, but even somebody who is as outgoing and as much a social butterfly as you are, there is always this immediate intimidation or this early intimidation. Oh my God, I don't know any. And how do I look? And what will they think about me? Am I dressed properly for this community? Do I choose the right words to fit in here? Do I have the right interest? What if they look down upon me? There will always be this early intimidation that feeds into our own insecurities that are inside of us and every one of us. And to find community, you use the word humility. You know, we have to be okay with that, to walk into this. And at times we find out, yeah, this ain't the right place for me. It doesn't mean anything is wrong with you. It doesn't mean you should just stay in your living room and eat potato chips and forget about community. You know, it just means go somewhere else. But you will not, without being willing to accept this early intimidation, you will not find community. But once you're over it, it'll become wonderful.
First step's always the hardest.
First step is the hardest.
And you know, they say that just being able to walk into an event or walk into a community and shake somebody's hand and introduce yourself usually washes away some of that insecurity. There are tools, by the way, for finding communities. I think it's international. There's a online app called Meetup, which is not a dating site, just so everybody knows it's not. But Meetup groups, like I come from the IT community, Meetup groups were established so that people of like interest could get together. Here in Fort Myers, there's a Fort Myers ladies group that has several hundred people that they do events. They'll go for a happy hour, or they'll go play miniature golf, or and you can just go on meetup.com and take a look at all the different groups in your areas that may resonate with your interest. There are bird watching groups. There are, there are tools that will help you also find it. Of course, finding a local church, I think, makes, it opens up the door. We live very close to Peace Lutheran, and we were really struggling with finding new friends, and we've met more people through Peace that live in our community. Yeah. And made some friends that way.
Right.
So finding either a church or a spiritual, a spiritual house of worship or a community like that often opens the door. But as you said, if you walk in and everybody has young children and they're all under the age of 40, probably not the right place for you, but it might be, right? Maybe you're...
I will never forget, Jane, the first time you came to Peace. It was a Saturday night. You were there, and I don't know her. And I like to talk to people. So I said, oh, have you been here before? Said, no, it's the first time. And I often wonder if I had not talked to you, would you have come back? Maybe not. You know, but as you said, it is... Sometimes the first experience is a good one, a great one. I think it was a good experience for you, I hope. Sometimes it's a terrible experience. Keep going. Keep looking for community. If it's not the right place, where you tried it once, find it somewhere else. But it is too important. We all need community. Isolation destroys and kills. Community gives birth to life and happiness and joy. And whatever it takes to find community, it's worth the effort.
And there's the word, effort. It does take a little effort, and it does take recognizing what works and what doesn't. And I would leave, because we're going to run out of time, but I would leave with a thought. Find a community that has something of interest to you.
Yes.
Because it may be a group of people that are when you go to church, kind of look around, and go, okay, do I see people that kind of I feel like I could reach out to or talk to? I don't know why. There's just a feeling you get. But whether it's crafts or sports or faith or just social events, find a foodies group if you love restaurants. Find something that. Not everybody tells you you should do. Find something, a group that you think you want to learn more about. You may get there and find out it's not what you want, but start by looking for a group that maybe has something in common with you, just being you, and take it from there. And walk up to one person, just one person, and introduce yourself. Right. And they will say, are you new? And you'll say, yes. Chances are good. They'll say, well, let me introduce you to my friend.
Yeah.
Right. So it is just kind of a rolling thunder when you first step into a community. Your instinct is to sit in the back and just isolate yourself. Even we talked about loneliness, being lonely in a group. We don't want that. But take the first step, whether it's someplace that you live, whether it's something you're interested in. Realize as human beings, we are not meant to be alone. And when I say alone, that's not just you and a partner, because you may not be alone in a relationship, but you're not meant to be isolated.
That is the key. Isolation is an enemy. And now, sometimes we all need a day. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to talk to anyone. Just leave me alone. But that's a break. That's an interruption. That's not life. We need community, and isolation will destroy you. And I've, as a pastor, I have seen too many elderly people, and it breaks my heart when I visit somebody in a living facility, and it's a fancy upscale facility, and as soon as they enter their apartment, you just feel the isolation, the loneliness, and everything around them is great. They're lonely, they're isolated, there is no community. And my calling as a pastor to connect them to community. And when it happens, you can see how the spark comes back into their life. Community gives birth to life.
Yeah. So as we leave you today, we hope you'll reflect on that. But more importantly, we hope if you're not feeling a part of a community today, that you look for connections.
Yes.
Again, I mentioned meetup.com. That's international. You can very quietly, without any commitment, go research communities in your area. Look for faith-based groups. But find something that connects you to other people.
Yes.
So with that, we're going to end our episode today, and we're going to keep talking about this. I think the theme of you being you and finding your connections is so important in this joyous journey over 60, and maybe requires a little bit of a reboot in terms of how you approach your lifestyle today.
And to be okay with being vulnerable, and
yeah,
scares all of us. But sometimes we need to do the things that scare us to find the happiness that we are looking for.
Absolutely. So as always, I'm Jane Ray, and I'm here with
Andrea Stein.
And we wish you a blessed day.